was the most sad among all the dead, because who was killed was innocent Jesus, the one who had done no wrong, the one who had always done nothing but good. And death, shameful death, torturous death, was the reward which was prepared for him by the people of the world, his own children. On Good Friday, we truly see how the world returns good with evil. Our Lord, he was born in a poor stable, and now he dies the most shameful death imaginable. He is treated like a lowlife, like a criminal, and indeed his life is exchanged to that of a criminal. God was tied. He was led to the place of execution. He was nailed. He was restrained by men. Can you imagine the more greater ingratitude than this? He, that crucified man, is our Savior. He is our Maker. He is the one who wants to lead us to heaven and salvation. And the cross is his thanks. The cross is the throne which the world, his children, have prepared for him. And at the hour of our Lord's death, it was darkness which descended upon earth. The rocks fell asunder, and even sun did not want to shed its light among these so ungrateful people. Even the nature itself was rebelling against this travesty, against this gross injustice, by refusing to do what it by nature does. At the cross, our Lord was truly abandoned. He was despised, and he was treated as nothing. There was no more time to work miracles. There was no more any more time to do great preaching and teaching, which he, out of love, had done so often. All what our Lord Jesus had left was his tongue, and that tongue he, until the very last breath of his, he used in doing good. He spoke words of wisdom, seven last words from the cross. Instead of calling upon curse upon his malefactors, he prayed for them. He said, "Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing." The most, the lowest of the low, the most despiseful and most ungrateful man, he received prayer and intercession from the mouth of our dear Savior and Redeemer. And even the great and true criminal, the great malefactor, that who had wasted his life, namely the good, the thief, he got to hear from the lips of our Lord the great and blissful words, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." How glorious, how kind and was how good was our Lord's life, all the way from the cradle, all the way until the throne of the cross. He never wasted a single moment in his life, all the way from birth until the very final minutes of agony. He did good. He prayed for those who had broken against God, and he promised salvation and redemption to a low-life criminal. How immensely grateful we should be for our dear Jesus. This Good Friday, it is the most sacred day of the year. The devil has suffered his definite loss. Until death of cross, the devil, in his pride, he had still expected and thought a little bit of hope that maybe he would be powerful enough. In his foolish pride, he thought that he could dethrone God, that maybe one day he would be so powerful that he could climb up to heaven and defeat God and let the evil and darkness rule throughout the whole earth and creation. But on Good Friday, the devil, he definitely and irrevocably saw that he was defeated. Devil, at the death of our Lord, he realized that his game was definitely going to end in a miserable loss. And from now on, from Good Friday until the end of the world, the devil can only prolong the doomed struggle. The devil can only try to draw into pits of hell as many souls as he possibly can, even though he knows that he can never take anything away from the greatness and glory of God Almighty. Still, the devil, until the last minute of the moments of this earth, he will rage, he will go around like a roaring lion, trying to consume every possible soul which walks here on earth. Death is also the inheritance which infallibly falls unto every single man. Only thing which is absolutely certain we will achieve in this life is the grave. If even our Lord, who was innocent and who always did good, if even he ended up in the tomb, certainly our death, no matter when it becomes, it absolutely and infallibly certain. We were once created as children of God, but because of fall, because of sin, because of our pride, we became the children of perdition. Sin is the only thing which is our, and really and truly our own. By our own power, we are capable of nothing but sin after sin after sin. At the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, we have though seen that until as long as this world ends, there is also the great promise, and there always will be hope. The story of our Lord did not end on Good Friday, but it would very soon continue with the great and glorious resurrection of his. But that resurrection was only possible after death. The death is not the end of life of the soul. It is only the change from our life on earth unto the life until eternity. And there are only two final options. Where will we be spending our eternity? If we are children of God, we will spend that in heaven. If we rather choose to fight with the losing side, with the devil, we will spend our eternity in hell. Let that never be our part. Let our true inheritance always be the inheritance in heaven, that inheritance which was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, with his dying on the cross for our sake. And when our final moment on this earth comes, may that final day be the greatest day of our lives as well. Just like this Good Friday is the greatest day of the whole year, also our lives' greatest day should be the day when we die, because on that day it must be our portion as well that we hear those sweet words of our Lord, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Whether that day comes sooner or whether that comes later, let us always hope and expect that day. This Lent of ours is soon, very soon over. Soon we will leave behind the season of penance and commence the season of joy and resurrection. Lent is like a very short cut through from our whole life, because so often we need to face difficulties and sorrows of in our own life. But if we are the own of our God, if we are the children of our dear Savior, if our sins have been washed away with his precious blood, then truly that day we can also hear those good and blissful words, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.